We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. We do it every Monday. It's a Man Cave Monday. It's Crowder's birthday. First day of December, except it's the second day of December. I realized that as I started to say it.
First show in December.
First show in December. And we'll be out here till 6 o'clock. 3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. John Michaels, who's a radio host in Atlanta, but a huge Miami Hurricanes fan, he's going to join us in about 10 or 15 minutes. He has tweeted out in the last hour that he's hoping his interview will finally get him blocked by Dan Enos. That's what he's aspiring to. I'm not. Here's where I stand on the University of Miami, by the way. I am down with Manny Diaz still. I don't think he should be fired. I am down with Blake James still.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be fired. And because I'm down still with Manny Diaz, it is his coaching staff to do with what he wants. So I'm not going to say your offensive coordinator needs to go. Your defensive coordinator needs to go. You need to go get this. I'm still down with Manny Diaz, and I don't know where you stand on it.
But Hawk, you're okay. And what's his name? Blake Baker?
Blake Baker.
You're okay with Baker and Enos being the OCDC next season?
I am okay with whatever Manny Diaz – I'm not jumping off the Manny Diaz train or boat, I should say, yeah, after the way he pulled up to the event before the season started. To me, if you're going to stick by your coach, you got to stick by him,
yeah,
after season one through whatever he deems to be the appropriate methodology. And so that's where I stand. And I read to you, if you weren't listening because you weren't part of the loco hour in the last hour, I read a tweet in the last segment from Tim Reynolds at the AP. There are 130 teams at the top level of college football. Miami finished the regular season 130th in third down conversions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you look at Dan Enos and you go, well, you kind of got to get better there because,
yes,
you were last. They were 120th in rushing, and they've got DJ Dallas on the team. They
and
were
Harris. Cam was looking
Cameron
good.
Harris.
Just never saw him.
120th in red zone offense. You're not going to win enough games if you're 120th out of 130 in red zone offense.
And no kicker.
And no kicker.
So now you're in the red zone, and you can't kick or score.
90th in total offense and 73rd in scoring offense. And as Tim Reynolds pointed out, K.J. Osborne will be gone, and DJ Dallas probably going to be gone. So, yeah, do I look at Dan Enos and go, well, what's your plan to improve? Yes, there's a legitimate concern there for Miami Hurricanes fans. I'm just telling you that they were two wins away. Manny Diaz was two wins away from having a narrative on this season. We would be talking right now about maybe playing Alabama in the Orange Bowl, right? I mean, you'd be, and they lost to Auburn, and I loved watching Nick Saban go crazy, and he said that Auburn, they cheated, essentially. He said it was unfair.
Don't do
he
that,
did. He
man.
Said it was unfair. Unfair. Anyway.
Saban's going to lose me.
If Miami beats FIU and Duke, you're talking about an 8-4 season,
yeah,
with two out of your four losses against UNC, who I know is no great shakes, but still, and Florida, who's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You're talking about a completely different season. And then you're saying they got it together. They had this little hiccup against Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. He straightened it out. And, wow, did you – and those were two beatable teams. And because they lost to Duke and FIU, you've now got people calling for his head and Dan Enos' head and Blake James' head. And, you know, I'm not there after one season. I believe a head coach needs much longer than that.
And I'm with you on Manny, too. But it's almost like with Mark Richt, where I don't know for sure, but how Mark Richt left, I think that someone, maybe Blake James, said, hey, your son doesn't need to be the quarterback coach. Your ex-player, Thomas Brown, whatever his name was, should not be the OC. Go hire somebody that can run this side of the ball for you, coach. And I'm with that. I'm with that. I wouldn't not be upset if a story comes to that. Blake James says, hey, I understand you and Blake Baker are friends. Was he the safety coach when Manny was the DC? And you gave him a chance. I love it. Good job. You gave him a chance. You saw what your defense did. They regressed. The offense really regressed, and that's even worse because the offense wasn't that damn good under Mark Richt, and they regressed. We like you, Manny. We like your structure. We like your energy. The kids love you. You're a great recruiter. You need to get more football minds in this building. I'm with that.
And it could be Blake James saying something to himself along the lines of, I let it go for a couple seasons with John Richt. Right?
Yes.
And I probably waited too long to pull the trigger on that, and I'm not going to make the mistake with a first-time head coach. Like, yes, I've got to tell him he's got to bring in better weapons when it comes to the coaching coordinators. I don't know. Not my job. I'm just telling you, I think it's too soon to talk about Manny Diaz being gone, and so I cede all my control to him and say – there were a couple missteps at the beginning with the kicking game, and I kind of feel like that was out of his control, and there was some missteps here at the end, and I don't know what happened with Duke and FIU. Maybe he did have them underprepared because he thought his personnel was just that much better, and maybe he learned a hard lesson. But I know there's plenty of fans that think otherwise, and I get it, by the way. Totally get it.
And if they were to keep those guys, they can't sit stagnant. Like, you can't sit with Enos, same quarterback coach, same receiver coach, same running back coach. Like, it's the definition of insanity, having the same thing and expecting different results. So, from that standpoint, like, I would put that on Manny, where Manny, how do you think next year would go different than this year if you keep the same guy sitting there? What's going to happen? Is somebody going to develop Jaren this offseason? Like, and he might have an answer, Hawk. Think about that. We're bringing this guy in, we're bringing that guy in. The O-line was terrible.
Terrible.
I think they were in the 120s in sacks given
just
up or something.
Awful.
They were bad. So the O-line, we have this guy coming in. This guy will develop. We're going to move this guy. Like, he might have answers, but I would have to have that conversation. How is next year going to be different than this year? Because, and even defensively, I know the numbers aren't what they are offensively, but they're not what they were last year. Hawk, last year, UM's defense was top 10 in every category.
I know.
Every category. Same coaching staff. Manny gets promoted, and now they can't stop – damn, FIU, you can't stop Virginia Tech. You can't stop these guys. There has to be a conversation about what's going to make this change if these are the same coaches on the staff.
Somebody tweets at me, Hockman, your views towards UM is so soft. You're a public voice. You shouldn't be saying that you're complacent with mediocrity. Blake James needed to be gone years ago, and Manny should be on a very hot seat. I get the sentiment. Like, I get it. I'm not telling you that you're incorrect in having that opinion. I'm just telling you, I don't have that opinion. I'm more patient when it comes to that. If you give someone control of an organization, then you've got to give them some time to put their imprint on it. Period, end of story. I don't care if it's radio, banking, a supermarket. Like, you have to give somebody who's in control time to put their imprint on it. And when it comes to Blake James, look, he inherited Jim Larrañaga. I believe he inherited him. But I think the basketball program is fun with Jim Larrañaga. I think it's got some life in it. And when it comes to the football coach, I believe Blake James did the right thing when he hired Mark Richt. I thought it was a slam dunk hire. Now, did it turn out the way that we all expected? Probably not, but I thought it was a slam dunk hire. When it comes to Manny Diaz, do I think Blake James did the right thing? I do. He was under the gun. He had a job at Temple. It was either roll the dice and don't do a nationwide search and hire this man. And remember, the defense was sparkling.
Yep.
Or you got to let him go and hope that we find the right guy. And maybe the right guy was going to be Mario Cristobal. Maybe it would have been Butch Davis. I don't think so at that point. They'd already passed him over once. But I think that Blake James did what I would have done in those situations. You know, will it work out? I don't know. But I think that he's done a job that's fine. Now, Do I wish the football program was in a different spot than it's been the last few seasons? Yes. Yes, absolutely.
But with that thing about the defense, though, how could the defense go backwards?
I don't know.
The reason, and think about it, 2 years ago, that 10-2.
Maybe, because his hands were off.
Were they 10-2? That great year, 10-3?
They were 10-2. Were they 10-2?
10-3. 10-3.
Because, oh, the Wisconsin, the bowl game.
Right.
You're 10-2. And you're 10-2 because your team, your defense, Manning, led the NCAA in tackles for loss. We're top five in sacks, top five in yards per play, top five. I'm sure I can go back and find some more stats where they were top five or 10 in. Your defense was great. That's why he got a job. Hawk, would you be happy with him having the job if that defense was bad? The reason you loved him, because his defense was good. He's a Miami guy, and he was great on his side of the ball. But his side of the ball is going downhill right now.
Right. I understand all the arguments for it. I'm just saying, to me, one season is way too soon to make a snap judgment about a head coach. I just think it is.
Yes.
And again, you got to think about the way that you were praising him after Louisville and FSU. Mm-hmm. Like, people were calling in. He got it figured out. Jaren Williams is the guy. Now, obviously, the last two games of the season didn't bear that out, but I would not pull the plug after one season. I think it would be foolish. I think it would be foolish.
I think it'd be foolish, too, but I would maybe not force him, but I would heavily encourage him to go find a new staff.
Right. I can understand that. But you also have to admit, the quarterback's coach from Alabama seems like a pretty good hire at offensive coordinator.
Yes, he
right?
does.
Right? Like they stole him from Nick Saban in Alabama.
Yep.
Like, that's – now, maybe he's not right for the offensive coordinator position. I don't know. Maybe he's not right. But that seemed like a pretty damn good hire, didn't it?
Oh, off the chain.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. What he did with those quarterbacks at Alabama that were are nothing in the league, but they end up winning national championship after national championship. But he was a QB coach. Was he calling plays?
Right. No, I know there's a lot of questions. Sarkisian, I think, maybe.
Yes.
You know, like, so, I, listen.
And he only called plays when Sarkisian was drunk.
Which was every game. Hey, let's get headlines here real quick because we're going to be joined by John Michaels. Headlines with Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. This is not so much breaking, but kind of new. Minshew Mania is back in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Nick Foles has been benched again, and Gardner Minshew will be the starting quarterback for the Jags.
How do you give a guy $100 million and bench him?
That's funny to me.
Tonight on Monday Night Football, the Vikings are at Seattle, 8:15 p.m. kickoff on ESPN. Also tonight, Canes Hoops is in Illinois, 7 p.m. on 560 The Joe.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, guys, tomorrow the Heat play the first game of a back-to-back. They're in Toronto. The following night on Wednesday, they'll be in Boston to face the Celtics. And finally, guys, Mariah Carey's All I Want voted most annoying Christmas song in a UK poll.
All racist. I Want for Christmas. Why, is she black?
She's got some color in her. Claim what we can.
Really?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey's black, though.
She's
either black or white.
Oh, if I had to pick one side, yeah, we're taking it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't she Hispanic?
She was married to Nick Cannon.
Like, I don't give a damn who she's married to. I'm talking about her.
Yeah, I think I'm calling her white.
No.
Yeah, she
can sing too good.
Yeah, no.
Y'all
Jack.
Have Carol Channing. We have Mariah Carey.
We don't have anyone since Carol Channing? You went back to Carol Channing?
You know what? Yeah, Christina Aguilera.
All right, Christina Aguilera.
She can go.
So we got Christina,
if you bring up Britney Spears, I'm going to dive on you.
Why?
Britney Spears is garbage.
She can sing.
Sing what?
She can sing.
Come on, man.
you got weather here, Solana?
It's Britney Spears' birthday, by the way, 38 years
is
old.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got to play some Britney today.
I don't want that roast beef.
Come on, Britney.
Today's weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in Miami, it is 82 degrees and sunny. Supposed to be really cold tonight. It's going to drop down to 50 degrees tonight. And in parts of Broward County, even in the high 40s. Weather, again, is brought to you by Hialeah Park. And you can join Hialeah Park for a free New Year's Eve party December 31st. Receive free party favors, enjoy drink specials, dance in the new year with live entertainment, and go home rich after winning your share of $20,020 in drawings. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right, John Michaels is a radio host in Atlanta. We're going to talk some Miami Hurricanes. Trust me, if you want Dan Enos fired and maybe Manny Diaz, the next segment will be for you. I can guarantee that. We'll talk some Canes with John Michaels here in a moment.
If you are in the market for a new car, you got to go see my friend Eric Nunez at Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Y'all seen those Chevys on the road? Go get you one. Stop envying and stop looking at other people's cars. Go get you one of these Chevys. You're going to fall in love with it. It is so comfortable. You go down there and test drive it. You will love the new Chevy lineup. And Coconut Creek Chevrolet, Eric Nunez down there will save you thousands more than any other dealer in the nation. Not the city, not the state, the nation. Other dealers come to Eric because they don't know how Eric hooks them up. Better than they can hook themselves up. You got to find new roads, but don't overpay. Go see Eric if you're in the market for a new car. He's going to watch out for you. Don't be surprised. Trust me. I've sent dozens of people down there. I drove my Suburban today over here. I love Eric. I love Lubac Road. Go see what a real dealership is supposed to look like. It is a beautiful, immaculate inside. Super nice cars. Beautiful dealership. An award-winning sales staff. The award-winning service department. Eric's the GM. He is amazing, and he's going to work those numbers to get you the best deal possible. There are 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
You know who else is celebrating a birthday today, Solana?
He gone.
Aaron Rodgers?
No. Is it Aaron Rodgers' birthday too?
Yeah.
Oh, all the Hall of Famers.
And who else did I see?
Puth.
My guy, Charlie Puth.
It's not your guy.
And your other guy,
Action
Bronson.
He doesn't know you.
And Channing Crowder as well.
Hey, I don't do that.
What happened with the elephant? I missed this because I didn't do the show last Tuesday.
We did, me and Dono at Tootsie's over there, we did Hawkman a Turkey. And we're doing it.
How'd it go, by the way?
I think we struck out two people before we found a winner.
Really?
Yeah, man, you were killing
them. Couldn't tell the difference between Hawkman and a turkey.
You were killing them, so I was messing around. I got a pretty good elephant noise, and I did it. And he was like, "That's great. We have a new show, Crowder Elephant."
Oh, wow, that's how benchmark segments are born.
Coming Wednesday to the Hawkman and Crowder
coming
show.
Coming Wednesday. Coming today, it'll be set your ass down. All right, we got to take a break. John Michaels next on Hawkman and Crowder. But I don't do 3 o'clock hour of Hawkman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. We are at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday. Great food, great drinks, always great scenery. It is a fun place to be on a Monday. So if you're getting out of work early or getting out of work regular time, you're looking for a place to watch Monday Night Football, Twin Peaks in Davie, University Drive. That is the place to be. All right, let's get this hurricane stuff out of the way because I do want to get to the Dolphins. But we're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line where they are truly steps beyond convenience. John Michaels, he is a longtime Atlanta radio host. You can hear him on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He can be heard nationally on SB Nation Radio. You can read his stuff on State of the U. His Twitter handle is John Michaels U. He's got the U tattooed on his arm. His son is named Kane. The dude is a diehard, and he is trying actively to get blocked by Dan Enos on Twitter, and he's joining us right now. Hello, John Michaels.
If Dan Enos blocks me, that'll be the first thing his offense blocked in about 3 weeks. So it would be really nice if something gets blocked.
So, okay. Where do you stand? Because I am not for firing Manny Diaz, and I am not calling for Dan Enos' head either, only because I defer to Manny Diaz. I think he needs longer. Where do you stand on Manny? And I kind of know where you stand on Dan Enos. Where do you stand on Blake James as well, the athletic director?
Blake James can kick rocks. I've had about three regimes too many of him. Nice guy. Met him in Orlando, shook his hand, took a picture with him. You know, because I'm a fan. I want guys to succeed at the University of Miami. But Blake James has run his course. And if I think Manny Diaz, and as a matter of fact, I know Manny Diaz is going to get another year. And it's fair for him to get another year. You gave Al Golden 4.5 years. You gave Randy Shannon 5 seasons too long. you have to give Manny Diaz a couple of years to get it right. But when I look around the country and I see Texas go, all right, Todd Orlando, you may be Tom Herman's best friend, but you stink as a defensive coordinator. You got to go. When I see other offenses go, even at Arizona State with Herm Edwards go, we need to score somewhere in the 30s in major college football. I'm going to fire my staff. Manny Diaz cannot make the same mistakes that his predecessors have made. Mark Richt failed because he kept his buddies around too long. Al Golden failed, well, partly because he was a used car salesman. The other part because he kept his buddy Mark D'Onofrio around. And Randy Shannon was never given the resources to go out and hire the right type of coordinators. Manny needs to look right now and say, I fired all the junk I had a year ago, all of Mark Richt's cronies. They were out the window. I have to do the same with my guys. Blake Baker can go. Dan Enos can go. If I had my druthers, though, the one of the two that has to go is Dan Enos. He's cocky. He told us all offseason what he was going to do, and he did exactly the opposite of what he was supposed to do. And you had an offense that against major college football, take away the Bethune game, that averaged 24 points a game. That's pathetic in 2019.
And, John, talking about the offense where, you know, we were talking about the numbers. They're in the 120s of 130 in a lot of offensive stats. They're dead last in third down efficiency over football. Now, we're talking about Louisiana Tech and all, John. Like, but I've watched Enos. He was at Alabama with a very good offense. Like, do you give Enos any pass on the talent he's working with the numbers he's putting out?
A little bit, only because the talent on the offensive line is down, Channing. I mean, I'm a realist. You're starting a two-star left tackle. You're starting a three-star freshman guard. You had guys go down injured, and Lord knows the backups that came in the other day. The three of us could have put up a better fight at guard than 75 and 57 did for Miami, because those kids were pathetic. But at Alabama, he was the QB coach. It's easy to walk into a room with Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa and look like the savior that made that offense hum. He didn't call plays at Alabama, and even if he did, he doesn't have an offense right now that's throwing to Ruggs and Judy and Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle and those guys. Heck, I don't think the Dolphins have those guys to throw the football to. The problem is, if you really dissect and go back to his offenses, he gets credit for one really good year at Arkansas where Brandon Allen, I think it was Brandon Allen, threw for over 3,000 yards. He had a couple of really good tight ends. He ran the ball well. That year, they looked like they were going to be good. Well, he also had a great offensive line. Coach Enos told us this entire offseason that he would adapt to the personnel that he had. And when you got through Louisville, I even came on you guys' airways and said, it looks like Dan Enos is adapting to what he needed. And now all of a sudden against FIU and Duke, you look totally inept, where your talent is 10 times what you're playing against. That's where his pass completely went out the window. And I'm hoping right now that all of these firings around the SEC, somebody calls Dan Enos because they're buddies and said, hey, you're not loved in Miami anyway. Why don't you come here to Ole Miss or back to Arkansas or somewhere else where you've cut your teeth before?
John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta and SB Nation Radio. So Miami finishes the season 6-6. Most importantly, they end on this abysmal two-game losing streak to teams that they should not lose to, FIU and Duke. Those are inferior teams, at least in my mind. What is the football program right now, John?
It's in the worst shape, honestly, of my lifetime. 1979, I was 5 years old. I didn't know Miami from a hill of beans. I mean, I became a fan the next year and sort of followed the progress since then. 1997, Miami was bad, but they were also dealing with 33 scholarship reductions, and Butch Davis was playing basically all freshmen and only had about 50 kids on scholarship. And the year after that, they were 9-3, and soon after that, they were back playing for national championship. They were really bad under Randy Shannon in 2007. They go 5-6, dealing with the leftover of the Larry Coker Country Club, and the next year he goes out and signs the number one recruiting class with all the kids out of Miami Northwestern. Unfortunately, never parlayed that into national success, but they got back into the top 15, top 20. I did an article last week. Actually, I did two of them on State of the U last week, where I looked at 2020, and if you look on paper and you look at the talent, you go, man, this football team should be really good. But then when you look on what they've actually put on tape in the last 2 weeks of the season against FIU and Duke, I don't know where they're at. You know, the schedule a year from now is terrible. Your toughest out-of-conference game is Michigan State, who's probably going to be going through a coaching change. You look at that and say, okay, the things are in place to go 10-2, But something feels really toxic about Miami right now. Something feels really broken with Miami, and I don't know that a spring and a summer and a new recruiting class is going to fix it. Manny Diaz better find some type of magic elixir to get the right people in place, whether it's coaches and or players, because this is the lowest point. Hawk, I've had season tickets since 2003 living in another state. I'm seriously considering canceling season tickets if they stay status quo going into 2020.
Will you travel, though, to see their bowl game this year?
No. Unless it's in Nashville. If it's in Nashville, Nashville's a 3.5-hour drive for me. My kids are all going to be gone for Christmas. My wife and I can make a nice romantic trip out of it. We can do some tow things. We can do all kinds of other stuff while we're up there. You know, that's the only way I'm going. If they're in St. Pete playing UCF in the Bad Boy Mowers Bowl, hell no. If they're in Shreveport, Louisiana, you couldn't pay me to go back there. So unless it's Nashville, which, you know, maybe I get lucky and they go to Nashville. Other than that, no, I'm not going to a bowl game.
John, I got to ask you about Jaren. Moving forward, now I know there's recruiting class coming in, and there's some four-star quarterback, Van Dyke or something, that's committed. But are you comfortable with Jaren moving forward out of what you've seen, like you say, in a broken offense, with a broken offensive line? Have you seen enough out of Jaren?
I've seen enough for him to compete for the job next year. I don't think it should be handed to him right now because he's been hot and cold. When he's hot, he looks like the next great in Miami quarterbacks. Efficient with the ball, accurate, can throw it on time. He dispelled the myth that he couldn't throw it down the field. But the last 2 weeks, I have not seen a quarterback that makes me go, wow, that's my kid in 2020, and I'm good to go with it. If I'm Coach Diaz and whomever the offensive coordinator may be, I'm telling whomever's in the room, Van Dyke, Martell if he stays, Perry, Matocha, Williams, the job's open again. Go win it between now and the time we open next year against Temple. Jaren's got all the potential to be an All-American when things are right. But I think he started seeing ghosts the last 2 weeks of the season. He started being the guy that we saw, you know, at certain stretches of the year where his head went down and he was not throwing the ball with authority or pulling the trigger when he needed to. He was inaccurate as hell against Duke, and he played terrible against FIU. So I like Jaren, but the job's wide open to me. Matter of fact, there's only about three jobs that might actually be safe on this team going into 2020.
Oh, my God. I'm looking up, and the NFL Network is on the replay is on some of the screens here, and Crowder's pointing at it furiously. You know, Deion Sanders does, if you ball, you get the call. Who's bleeping Ryan Tannehill this week?
What you the hate hell? On that man?
I don't hate on him, but come on. How long was he here? He never got the bleeping call. He never balled to get the call. It's happening. Man, and I love Derrick Henry, too. Yeah. I love watching that guy run. All right, John Michaels with us. So what do you attribute the two losses to? I say, to me, it's a completely different season. If they end the two games winning against FIU and Duke, we are singing the praises of Manny Diaz. He's 8-4, and a couple of the losses at the beginning can be attributed to the kicking game. And when they had those hiccups against Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech, well, he got it straightened out at the end. I mean, literally, two wins against FIU and Duke, and people are calling in today to sing the praises of Manny Diaz and his first season. What went wrong the last two games in your mind?
I think a lot of it, and I know people are afraid to blame kids that are 18 to 22 years old. I think there's something broken in that locker room where a lot of these kids feel that, hey, we won three in a row and we beat Florida State and there was a huge Miami contingency there and they were all singing our praises. I think part of it, they went into FIU overconfident. And truthfully, Hawk, I thought they were going to bounce back against Duke and go, all right, we've heard enough crap all week long. Let's go out and beat the crap out of Duke and go home. I think that was a group that when they lost to FIU, shut it down. And I would not be shocked, especially if they get matched up against Central Florida or, you know, one of these upstart programs that wants to beat them in a bowl game, if they don't lay down and get beat down in a bowl game. It's going to take an offseason with Manny Diaz and assuming that he's going to continue to be the guy where he's got to eradicate all of these problems. And if that means seniors that aren't playing enough or crying about playing time, tell him kick rocks. We'll go find somebody to replace you. He may need to go a young route, a hungry route, this class of 2020, you know, apparently has got guys that are in a group text message and they want to stay and they want to be part of the rebuild of Miami. And Lord knows I've heard that for the last decade, seemingly from every class coming in. But I think some of these guys quit. I looked at the effort on Saturday afternoon. Duke looked like they were putting an effort forth. Miami looked like Dan Enos' play card. They were wet, they were cold, and they were withering away. It's not a good look to end the season, and you're right. Had they won those two when they were 8-4, they might have been waiting for a call from the Orange Bowl on Sunday afternoon with a chance to go against somebody who probably would have beat them, but you would have had that national exposure of being in the Orange Bowl at the end of Manny's first year. Now you're going to have a bowl game on December 8th, probably in a baseball field or coming out of a dugout somewhere, and it's going to be horrible optics for the team when they're playing against Liberty or Louisiana Tech.
It really is. It's so infuriating to me as a Hurricanes fan that you're two wins away from a completely different season. And the two wins, because I would say to you, even if you had finished 8-4 and you had beaten Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech, but you lost the last two games to FIU and Duke, people are still up in arms. It came apart at the end, and the hell with Manny Diaz and the hell with Danny Enos. I'm telling you, the two games that they needed to win, FIU and Duke. And like you say, you're probably playing in the Orange Bowl and against a marquee team, and everyone's feeling great about the program. It is so infuriating to me that this is where we're at, that it was that close.
Isn't y'all bowl game next week?
It was yesterday, actually.
Yesterday.
They had a bowl game yesterday. It was at Sawgrass Mills. They were in the Churromania Bowl right across from Brandsmart. All right, so to wrap it up, John Michaels.
We were playing the Liberty City team at Tamiami Park.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. So to wrap it up, you want Danny Enos gone?
Yes, like you want, today.
You want Manny Diaz to stay?
I guess. I mean, I'm not over the top in wanting him to stay. I just know the optics and the way that college football works. He's not going anywhere, and changing coaches again, unless you have a plan to go get Lincoln Riley or somebody like that, which ain't happening, you're going to be right back in the same place another 2 or 3 years from now.
And Blake James, you want gone?
Yeah, he can leave. Take his little green suit.
I love that green suit.
See what you're dealing with, John?
I love that green suit. Well, I don't – like, what would you – like, to me, the biggest blemish on Blake James' career is Al Golden. But other than that, like, the Mark Richt hire – we all know that was the right thing to do. It was inspired. I think the Manny Diaz hire was the right thing to do as well.
I don't have a problem with the Manny Diaz hire had he actually gone out and done a national search.
But he had no time. He had no time. He, like, Manny Diaz had to tell Temple.
Manny Diaz would have been okay if he told Temple a week later, I'm leaving for Miami. He already hightailed it, and they were getting $4 million bucks either way. You had to do a real search. Now, if the real search turns up Manny Diaz, so be it. He was a guy on the staff, and we probably would have praised Blake James for doing it. But when you spent 9 hours, maybe, looking for a new head coach, that means you never even made a phone call. That means Manny Diaz, who was rumored to have already been in Miami, you walked over to him, you want the job, cool, let's work out a contract now. We'll find out what the buyout is, and we're going to get you out of Temple. He would have left Temple in March, in January, in July, if offered the Miami job. So I get where you're coming from, where, you know, hey, he was supposed to have some time. He could have taken as much time as he needed and still landed on Manny Diaz.
Does anyone have any more questions for John Michaels? Because our computers have crashed back at the station and we can't go to commercial. This is why we've gone so long as it is. They have engineers and they're trying to override the system because we cannot take a commercial break. Does anyone have anything?
I've got plenty of time.
I've got
anyone
a question.
In Twin Peaks? Bacon?
I'll
Bacon.
Take a question.
Bacon.
It's a Crowder's. Honesty, I've been waiting to do radio in Miami for 15 years anyway.
Well,
so the longer I get on here, this is an early audition for me right
go.
Now.
It is your time to shine. The fact that you even would think that you have to audition, the fact that John Michaels is not doing radio in Miami is a shame. Today's Crowder's birthday, John.
Oh, happy birthday, Chandler. What are you, 35, 34, something like that?
36, brother. But I don't really believe in the birthdays because I had nothing to do with it.
Your mom is here, though.
My mom's the one that had to do everything today 36 years ago. I just laid there and fell out.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
You're born December 2nd, so you were a right after Valentine's hookup for mom and dad.
Wow,
mom
look.
Yeah. And I was an IUD baby. I wasn't supposed to make it past that little coil.
Is that true?
Yeah, I slithered on past. My little swimmer was swimming.
Man, you couldn't get past anyone in the NFL. That was crazy. So your best years were as a fetus.
And you definitely couldn't get across that canal in that video.
Yeah, man.
What they have up there, an IUD on that pier?
It was a LaCoil on the pier.
All right. Well, there you go. We can't take a commercial break, Solana?
No.
All right. I'll let John go anyway. I mean, crazy.
In all honesty, guys, and I know we laugh and we joke and we have a great time. Sincerely from me, I appreciate you guys giving me the forum on Mondays to talk about my true love, you. And obviously we'll do this as the years go along, but I thank the two of you for giving me the opportunity to talk every Monday on your program.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of fans love hearing from you because you say things that a lot of fans are thinking, and so it's appreciated. But I would imagine we'll have you on for the bowl game as well. You don't have any problem with them playing in a bowl game at 6-6, right?
No, you might as well go play. I mean,
yeah, there's people,
if anything,
you know,
go start some freshmen.
Yeah, there's people talking on social media.
Get your mouth bashed in by Louisiana Tech.
But you're not going to get your mouth bashed in.
Bro, you just got your ass whooped by FIU. You're talking like this is a guaranteed win.
That feels almost distant. That doesn't even feel real anymore, does it?
2 days ago.
Really? Was it that reason? Well, I'm 50 now, so you know my mind is going. What is your name again? Is Mariah Carey white or black? John, the floor is yours.
John, if you have to put Mariah on one side, where do you put Mariah?
With her soul, I got to make her a sister. She's got some soul to her.
Thank you.
No, but Christina Aguilera's got soul.
We gave you Carol Channing. That's it.
Carol Channing is from 1955. I know we've done better than that.
That's it.
Who am I missing?
Man, white female singers?
Pink? What about Pink?
And Christina Aguilera is Hispanic, so that
yeah, I know. Technically, but we're doing this, John. We're not having a gray area. We're only doing you're either black or white. There's nothing out. There's nothing in between.
Yeah, I can't think of any white R&B. What about Pink? Pink had some soul.
Yeah,
she had
I think
an
Pink,
R&B album on LaFace Records way back when.
Yeah, she can belt it.
R&B, LaFace, dyed her hair.
Yeah.
That's a black woman. That's a black woman.
Pink is not a black woman.
I know her parents are probably white.
Any chance we can take a commercial break, Solana?
Nope.
Really? There's no commercial break.
I'm
None.
Sure John has something to do, man.
All right. You got something to do, John?
I actually do, so I'm going to hang out with you guys and laugh.
Want to talk about the Falcons? Anything?
No, there's nothing. Right. Hey, the only person that's been hit more than Jaren Williams is Matt Ryan, who's still picking up his carcass off the ground when he got stiff-armed by the Saints the other day. Couldn't be embarrassed enough with 28-3, now we have our quarterback getting bounced around like a lawn dart on his own field on Thanksgiving night.
We're going to do a segment the next hour, depending on whether we're able to play commercials or not, because I don't think we'd be able to play the intro, but we'd do a segment on Mondays called Sat Your Ass Down, and I know Matt Ryan's going to be one of them because he got his ass sat down.
He sure did.
All right. Thank you, John.
Yeah, he did. Anytime, guys. Thanks.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta, SB Nation Radio as well. Do your live commercial here, even though we're not going to any commercial.
You want me to
break.
Vamp?
Yeah, vamp during the live
commercial. I learned that yesterday.
That's a good word.
That's a good one.
Vamp. Oh, you had to vamp on TV?
That's what they asked me. They said something about it, and I was like, I'll let John and Jim do that. I don't know what vamping is.
I'm a vamp-free host.
I just spit hot fire.
Adele. Adele, somebody texted.
Oh, yeah, you can get her.
She can sing.
She can sing.
She can sing, yeah. All right, do your live spot, and then we'll figure out what we're doing.
For 41 years now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company. Over 40 years, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs, and they specialize in residential and commercial. They know what they're doing. 40 years now, they figured it out. My man Donnie and Julio, they said, we know what customers want. They want quality and service. And I said, you're exactly right. That's what we all want, and that's what J&K gives you. High-quality roofing material and skilled workers. Reliable, hardworking, respectful. They're always on time. They're professional. Skilled workers, high-quality roofing material makes J&K the best roofing company, in my mind, in the entire world, and they don't spring up extra charge. You know those some of those companies, they little janky companies, give you one price. 2 weeks later, it's doubled. A month later, it's tripled. J&K doesn't do that. They know what they're doing. They wouldn't have made it over 40 years if not. And they restore your roof. They will get rid of all the problems in your roof, have your roof working in perfect order, and they'll get rid of the mold and moss that cause future damage and the waterproofing. Down here in South Florida with the hurricanes, a branch falls and hits your roof, the temperature changes, something gets cracked, they will come and waterproof your roof. They will fix a roof. They're not going to tell you every roof needs to be replaced. You have a roof that's a few years old. It gets a little hole in it. They'll come waterproof it, get your roof ready to go. And with the commercial customers, I love this. They do residential and commercial, but J&K will come meet with you in advance because they don't want to disrupt your business. They are a business, a 40-plus year business. They don't want to disrupt your business while installing, repairing, or replacing your roof. They find a time, they find a place where they can come and get your roof right and not disrupt your business. For the rest, they're the best roofing company in the entire world. Donnie and Julio, give them a call, 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 at J&K Roofing.
So we're at Twin Peaks in Davie. We're on University Drive. There's a lot of people here right now, and as the afternoon gets on, there will be more people walking in. If you're thinking about a place for a drink after work or some dinner tonight or some Monday night football, can't do much better than Twin Peaks in Davie, University Drive. Enjoyed lunch here before the show, and it was delicious as always. How we doing on the engineering situation, Solana?
Let me set the scene for you. I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very nervous.
Okay.
Our head engineer, Ed, is next to me. He's on the phone with our automation company, and they're figuring things out.
Oh, God. Ed is calling Microsoft Windows. Hello? Can I get some? Yes. Do you need support with Excel, Word, or PowerPoint? Press 3 for – so what's happening? Nothing?
Nothing. Literally nothing is happening. My palms are sweaty, guys. I'm very uncomfortable.
Is it just Ed? Could maybe Ed need to, like, maybe someone can help Ed?
Let me see if a Chili Willy's here.
No. No. No Chili Willy.
Maybe Dan Day. Dan Day's got some experience.
Leave Dan alone.
All right, now here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you one of my live commercials, but we're not going anywhere. We're just kind of taking care of our 3 o'clock hour business here.
Good plan. Because, good plan.
All right, guys. Men's.com is now offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Men's.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost. And they're now even offering your first month starting at just $5. So how can they do this? Well, Men's.com took out the middleman, and they bought the pharmacy. And so they deliver erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. There are no trips to your doctor, no embarrassing conversations to have, and the Men's.com process is all online. Takes just 15 minutes to get approval from a doctor. They're even located in the U.S. So look, I know it's easy. You can put off your needs. You got, you know, you're starting the work week and all. You got a lot of work and you got family obligations. If you really want to enhance your performance, visit Men's.com for generic Viagra or Cialis and get your first month starting at just $5. You can treat ED easily with Men's.com. It's FDA approved. FDA approved. Men's.com. And for a limited time, you get your first month starting at just $5. Men's.com. That's M-E-N-S. Men's.com. Somebody texts in, God, I hope this doesn't get fixed for the next 2 hours. This is like Saturday Night Live and the teleprompter Lord of the Flies scene. Because I have a lot of stuff planned, but I'd like to take a break and catch our breath and do our thing. Plus, we actually have commercials to play. So when we do get it fixed, we're going to have to play like 90 minutes worth of commercials. And I told you when we started the show, I've got more than 4 hours worth of content today. Yeah. We spent this entire hour talking about the Miami Hurricanes. And I'd really like to talk about the Miami Dolphins as well because I think they're worth celebrating. So we have a lot of stuff to get to.
We got time.
Status report.
We got time, bro.
Status.
I need to change my pants.
But I don't understand. So can we play anything? Is there music? Can we take phone calls or is everything down?
We can take phone calls. We can take phone calls.
And what about music? Could we just play Kuliki Taka?
No, we cannot.
We cannot play.
No music is available.
This is terrible.
Act like we go to break and come back singing, Solana. You're going to have my brother drive all the way down from Scottsdale, Arizona, and you're not going to sing?
Is there has Ed given you ETA on when we may be able to take a commercial break?
He just gave me the Jordan shoulder shrug.
Wow. Well, I mean, yeah. 3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. So we can't even play the opening for Sat Your Ass Down, can we?
No, we can't.
Okay. Well, if you want to talk about the Dolphins or the Hurricanes, I was going to do this just in the first segment of the 4 o'clock hour, but we'll let it slide over here into a few last remaining minutes of the 3 o'clock hour. If you want to talk Dolphins or Hurricanes, the hell's our phone number? 786-360. I had to get to the right page on my notes.
I couldn't help you.
786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. What about the other stations in the Entercom Miami group? Are they able to go to commercial break?
I think our sister station, WQAM, is Gucci. I just think it's 790 The Ticket, which is having these technical difficulties.
I think that went out, the whole it's Gucci thing. I think that left in 18.
So, hey, we're struggling here.
Okay.
Somebody texts in, you want to catch your breath? F that. Keep talking. This is amazing. Somebody else texts in, this is quickly turning into your greatest show ever. Are you joking? Wait till I have to go another 5 minutes. Chicken fingers. We need chicken fingers. And the bacon thing.
That bacon be good.
Bacon,
man.
In a cup.
A cup bacon.
Is there anyone here?
Girls left and all.
This is our own castaway situation. You're looking like Wilson to me.
Can't leave, huh? Got Wilson's hair.
Tell you what. No, I said you're looking like Wilson.
I said I have Wilson's hair. He had dreads.
He had no hair. He was
Wilson,
a ball.
No. He cut him open and then he stuck the little stuff out the top.
Actually, you're right.
Wilson had dreads. You a hater of dreads.
All right. No, I love dreads. I wish I could grow
you
dreads.
You can. Just lock them up.
Oh, Solana's texting me. Does that mean we can go to commercials?
No, I'm texting you names.
Oh, Roger in Miami. Go ahead. You're on with Hockman and Crowder, Roger.
Hey, I feel honored, man. I don't know. Who do you think is going to be better first, the Dolphins, the Canes, or the Florida Panthers?
Well, I'd like your opinion. 20 minutes. Yeah, the floor is yours, Roger. Go ahead.
Come on, Roger.
I'll come back in about 18 minutes.
Roger and Hot Joe. I believe it would be.
Is anyone else feeling faint? Is it getting hot in here?
I'm
sorry. No. What'd you say, Roger? What was your question?
Dolphins, Canes, or Panthers.
Who do you think is going to be better? Yeah.
My Panthers are better now.
Panthers are very good now. Have you been watching them?
Nah, no time.
No, but then Quinville came in. They got the young guys playing. Like all the names we're excited about are playing well. Quinville has his little system in. This is the year for the Panthers to do something.
Roger, please, on a day like today.
Right, excluding the Panthers. Panthers.
So now we're just at Dolphins and what?
Dolphins, Marlins, and Fins. Canes.
Fins.
Who's going to be better? The Dolphins, for sure.
Free agency and the draft.
And you believe in, not that I don't believe in Don Mattingly with the Marlins, but it takes so long to get baseball right. Thank you for the call, Roger. Had you been more verbose, I'd have kept you on the line, but you're giving two-word answers.
You have the first pick, you pick them, and then you put them in some AAA club.
5 or 6 years.
Yeah, like football, if you get a top quarterback, he starts next year. Chase Young is going to be a Pro Bowler next season.
Right.
Like, you can do that in the NFL. I would say the Dolphins have the best chance.
Mike in Alapata, please, have a long question, Mike.
No, I ain't got no long question. Stop
God.
Fries at McDonald's at lunchtime like y'all need to go to break, like y'all doing something. Stop tripping. Hey, Hawk, check this out. No, for real, y'all. Oh, where you gonna get commercials? I'm like, come here, stop tripping. All right, so listen. You're a hypocrite. First you say you want to compliment the Dolphins coach for doing what he do with nothing. Then you turn around and you kiss Manny Diaz's butt because he has something and he's not doing nothing. Make your damn mind up, bro. Stay consistent.
I'll give you this. My entire radio career has been based on inconsistency and being hypocritical. So
you've got me there.
But no, I would say this. Obviously. You can compliment someone for doing something with nothing while acknowledging that if you did do nothing with nothing, it's not the worst thing in the world. And so I don't
wait. Okay, so when you say you look forward to next year when the Dolphins actually do get something, I understand that. Tell me what you look forward to with the Hurricanes then, because you have something now. He's doing nothing.
Well, here's but here's what I say with that, Mike. In all honesty, I really believe that there were times this season, even starting with the Florida game, where you said, this team has something, like Manny Diaz, the offseason, the transfer portal. Like, he seemed to have it together. And, again, I'm not telling you that translate to on-field success. But they got to a point where they were 6-4 and seemed to be trending in the right direction. Nobody was calling Manny Diaz a failure at 6-4 after they beat FSU in Louisville. Like, everyone thought it was heading in the right direction. So, you had a couple terrible losses to end the season. But I don't think that negates everything that happened during the season.
Okay, but you're hanging your hat on FSU and Louisville. Like, FSU and Louisville is swinging a bat. No, bro. What are you talking about?
I'll say this from the outside. Y'all are both Canes fans. I'll say this. And I'll ask you, too, talking about something to work with in Manny. Y'all have no All-Americans by far on the entire roster of the Canes. Y'all don't have any All-ACC players. Y'all don't have not one all-conference player on the team. Like, he's not working with a lot, bro.
Okay, and I give you that. But I'm comparing what he's working with across the line, what we're playing. What are they working with over there? The team we just finished playing? Full of All-Americans over there? No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not either. Matter of fact, my talent is still better than yours, bro.
Agreed. But to go up to FSU, I don't care who they've got on that team. When you play FSU at Doak Campbell and that's your in-state rival, I think that's always a good victory. And the Louisville victory, while you may poke holes at Louisville's talent, that team clicked on every cylinder during that game. You could only play the team that you're scheduled to play that week. That offense set records that week.
Man, okay. Yeah, all right, whatever. And Crowder, I really don't think Florida is as good as they look, honestly. I really think we should beat them, honestly.
But listen to what you just said. They're not as good as they look. You watch you watch 10 football games of Florida who's rated in the top 10 right now. I believe they're 7 or 8. And they're not as good as 7 or 8? Yeah, now you done got crazy. You can talk about the Canes all you want, bro. Don't fool with my damn Mullet Gators now. I done got back on top.
Right,
I ain't gonna let that blasphemy happen.
All right, okay. All right, calm down. Seven back.
That's it? You backed off him that quickly? Man. I thought Alapata would represent a little better than that. That's all I'm saying.
He has a legitimate point.
You're hearing whatever you want to hear, Mike.
We're in the top 10.
Man, Mike slunk off.
I can't argue that. What you want me to say?
Yeah. Put up a little bit of
fire. Hey, look. I'm so tired from talking. I need a commercial break. I got to go. Okay? What the hell going on?
Take your rest, Mike. Take your rest.
Ooh, I feel you, Mike. Ooh, do I feel you. Chris in Hollywood. Chris, go ahead. You're out with Hockman and Crowder. Be long.
Yeah, first of all, don't complain about the gig you guys got over there right now. I wouldn't take commercial breaks if I could sit there all day and do what you guys are doing,
bro,
too.
Bro, that's why we want the commercial break, so we can enjoy and not work.
I'll tell you, we wouldn't have this job if we had no commercial breaks. we need as many as possible for job security.
I was there Friday or Saturday night watching the Panthers game. I couldn't even watch a game. My beer was sitting in front of me. I lost my beer. I was so preoccupied.
I know.
But I got one name for you, Hockman. I got one name for you, Hockman. Patrick Laird.
Oh, give me some Laird. You saw my
Patrick Laird.
Laird was the two-prong threat on that touchdown and two-point conversion. What? It was all Laird time.
Y'all laughing.
He's playing good.
Bro, yep. No. He's the best running back on the roster.
Is Patrick Laird the best running back on the roster?
He scored a touchdown and had the two-point conversion right behind it. Kalen Ballage can't get 2 yards a carry.
It is crazy what Kalen Ballage does with the ball. But who's that other guy that they got?
Gaskins, but they're not
playing. Gaskins, yeah.
But I'll tell you, yesterday, like, forget about what season we're in. Yesterday was the most fun I had watching a Dolphin game in years. I was having a blast watching that game. To see what Brian Flores has done with that team, the fact that he's able to keep those guys motivated at this point of the season at 2-9 or whatever we were at, 2-7, whatever we're at, the fact that he's able to keep them motivated, we were down 2 touchdowns yesterday going into the half, and he was still able to keep those guys motivated to come out and put on that kind of performance and come back and win, says a lot about that coach. I think we finally got the right coach for the Dolphins with this guy.
Totally agree. I would say this, too. Thank you for the call, Chris. I would say this as well. I had so much fun watching that game yesterday that I forgot about a high draft pick. I mean, literally forgot about it. The game was so much fun to watch that it was draft pick be damned. Keep doing what you're doing like you were waiting for the next series. Ryan Fitzpatrick was having fun. Devontae Parker was doing things you haven't seen him do in 4 seasons. Mm-hmm. Patrick Laird balled out. I mean, it was just fun. And then that trick play, which has been replayed ad nauseum. I mean, it was inspired, wasn't it?
And to the caller's point of what you're saying, just think about this. Why did you get rid of the Robert Quinn, Cam Wake, Rashad on IR, Bobby McCain on IR? Like,
traded Minka, traded Laramie.
Those old veterans, like, to the point, the caller, you made me think about it. Those veterans, they can get into the, man, we 0-6. Goodness gracious, because they've seen the past. They've had some success as a player. These young guys, Laird, do you think Laird got in an NFL game and was concerned with the team's record?
Right.
Laird is just excited. He's on an NFL field playing and getting the ball. He's still trying to find where his mom is in the stands. The construction of this team, and the only veteran that is perfect for this is Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's the only guy on the team over 30. Because Ryan doesn't give a damn. He said it when he came here. I just wanted to come start somewhere.
And look how much fun he's having out there. He literally, and I'm telling you, and I've said this for a few weeks, Brian Flores would have done anything to have Josh Rosen in that lineup. They wanted to see what they had, and they wanted to, you know, kind of assess whether he was a guy worth keeping around or not. Josh Rosen never worked out to be what they thought he would work out. I mean, they've made it pretty clear. Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick is an on-field coach, a veteran presence for all these young guys. He's an extension of Brian Flores in the huddle, and he's having a great time out there. No one's lost the locker room.
No.
And it would have been so easy to lose this locker room.
And it reminded me last night watching that Patriot game when Tom Brady went over there and started snapping on his receivers. And separation. Yep. I need more speed out of you guys.
Commercials! Is that the signal? Wow. All right. We have to take a commercial break. Do you want to do your headlines first? Since where are we on the clock? I have no idea.
I don't know, man. I'm so nervous right now.
Do you want to do headlines or you just want to blow them off and play the commercials?
Headlines. Monday Night Football. Vikings at Seahawks. Heat tomorrow in Toronto.
What is the Vikings-Seahawks line? Does anybody know?
Seahawks by 2, maybe. I'm guessing.
Hold on. I'm going to take a look. Go ahead. What else you got?
It's at Seattle, right?
Yeah, it's in Seattle.
Yeah.
And also tonight, Canes Hoops is in Illinois. We'll move now to weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is sunny. Tonight, the low should drop to around 50 degrees in some parts of South Florida, even lower in the high 40s. Join Hialeah Park for a free New Year's Eve party December 31st. Receive free party favors, enjoy drink specials, dance in the new year with live entertainment, and go home rich after winning your share of $20,020 in drawings. Visit HialeahPark.com for more info.
I see Seahawks are 2.5-point favorites.
2.5-point
favorites.
I'm scared of that one.
I'll tell you about Tucker Dukes, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. Should we play Sat Your Ass Down in the next segment?
Yeah.
Or should we get caught up in the next segment and play it in the third segment?
All right, yeah, let's do that because we're going to have to catch up a couple segments.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, all right. So bear with us here because we have not been able to take a commercial break since when? About 3:20?
3:15 was our last commercial break.
3:15. I mean, this is
workhorse.
I mean, I'm gonna hit the oxygen canister when, and I'm hoping that thing is shooting out chicken tenders. Tucker Dukes time.
James Johnson.
I love talking and.
That's what he was choosing.
I love talking and tweeting and Instagramming about Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. You know, when you go there, you'll fall in love with the food, especially the Hockman Burger. The Hockman Burger is available exclusively at Tucker Duke's through the end of the year. But that's it. December 31st, they take that bad boy off the menu. Now, of course, they've got the Tucker Duke Burger. Tomorrow's a Tucker Duke Tuesday, by the way. It's a half-pound burger with American cheese, piled high with onion rings, covered in their signature Tucker sauce. Today and every Monday is a Mondragon Monday. You can get their famous Mondragon Burger, which has 6 slices of bacon, an egg, 2 slices of American cheese, 2 slices of cheddar, Tucker sauce, spring mix, and tomato. You get it for just $10 every Monday. But you know my highest recommendation is the Hockman Burger. That's a half-pound burger with Fritos, chili, shredded cheddar, raw onions, and sour cream. It's the best burger you'll ever eat. I'm so damn proud of the Hockman Burger. Everyone loves it, and you can get it throughout this month. They also do a special burger of the month every month. So the actual burger of the month for December is the Elsa, a half-pound burger, Wensleydale cranberry cheese, red onion and cranberry chutney, arugula, sriracha honey, toasted ciabatta bread, and it's finished with a rosemary butter spread. Oh, the food at Tucker Duke's is so damn good, especially that Hockman Burger. So check them out online. The website is tuckerdukes.com. They're very active on Instagram and Twitter as well. They are must-follows, and they've got 2 locations in our area, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. And again, the website is tuckerdukes.com. Woo! We made it through an hour commercial-free. We're like Power 96. An hour of commercial-free sports talk. We're going to take a break. I don't know if it's going to be quick. My guess is it's not. But I'm begging you to stay with us. We just gave you an hour, unbroken hour. Stick with us here. We'll play some commercials, make up some lost time. We'll come right back on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.